This is Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. And as I said, I've got a studio full of lovely people with me this evening. We're going to start by saying good evening to Caroline. Caroline, how are you doing, ma'am?
I am doing well. Thank you for having us here today.
Oh, thanks for being here, Caroline. This is Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. And I've been hearing you've got some information to share with us before we speak to these beautiful children you've brought here with you. So what's going on, Caroline? Tell us.
We are from the Vauxhall Primary School, and we are having a calypso competition going on this next Saturday, April the 1st at 6 p.m. in the Vauxhall Primary School on school grounds.
Calypso
yes.
competition,
yes, Caroline. We are.
So what are the ages of these contestants?
So the ages of the contestants range from 7 to 11 years old. So we have 12 contestants. And there will be two sections. We have the calypso section and the soca section. So 6 will be in soca, 6 will be in the calypso section.
Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a bunch of beautiful children here with me. Guys, I'm going to ask each and every one of you, as I introduced myself to you a few minutes ago, I want everybody to come to the microphone and tell Barbados your name, please. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Renika Clark.
Renika Clark. Pleasure to meet you. Who's next?
My name is Acacia Green Calendar.
Hello, Acacia.
My name is Kadaris Allen.
Kadaris.
My name is Rebecca Kyaton.
Rebecca.
My name is Jazari Belgriff.
Jazari.
My name is Kimaria Alefaro.
Kimaria.
My name is Ramaya Wilson.
Ramaya. And that's all that we have in here. We've got a bunch of great parents with us, too. I'm sure we're going to have a chat with some of them too. So Caroline, you said it's the Vauxhall Primary School?
Yes, Vauxhall Primary School.
And when is the date again, ma'am?
We said April the 1st, which is next week, Saturday, at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Right, we're gonna have a big competition. And we have some familiar faces from Junior Monarch. In here, right now we have Kadaris Allen, or King K, and he had a song called Warzone last time. I'm sure he will sing a little piece for you at some point. We have some children missing due to illness. We have in the competition, Ethan, little E. He would have was a finalist at Junior Monarch as well. Then we have Ramaya Wilson, and she would have been Majestic Maya. She also was a finalist in the Junior Monarch competition last year. So we have good things going on at Vauxhall Primary School.
So, beautiful, beautiful. Right. King K, that's your name, right, sir? Step to the microphone a minute if you don't mind, sir. My name is Oliver Kincaid, and I have been playing your song a lot on the radio because the people love it. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
And can you tell me about your song, Warzone? Please tell us about it.
It was written by Billboard, and it was written because the violence going on in Barbados need to stop.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I am 11 years old.
11 years old. Is this your song?
Yes.
Can we listen to it? Thank you, sir. Barbados, King K with Warzone.
Sudden, rushing from the face, oh no, sorry.
quick from King K.
He in a war zone.
War zone. You've been hearing it on Voice of Barbados 92.9 FM. We have Mr. King K with us. So, King K, tell us about the competition next week. You got a song lined up already?
Yes, please.
What's the name of your song?
We Want Peace and Love.
Oh, man. You just touched my heart, man. That's such a beautiful name. Caroline, you have Miss Davis with us, who's another teacher.
Yes.
We're going to ask her to come and have a little talk with us and tell Barbados some more about this great event that's taking place next week, Saturday, April 1st at Vauxhall Primary School. Good evening to you, Miss Davis. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Tell us more. I know Barbadians are listening in and they want to hear some more about this great event taking place next week.
Yes, the Vauxhall Soca Rising Stars competition taking place next week, Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Vauxhall Primary School. The competition was created to create an interest in the Calypso art form, and these children are certainly loving it. So come out, support them, and see what the next generation of Calypsonians have to offer.
Sounds really good to me. Barbados, we have some wonderful children in the studio with us. As I said, they're from the Vauxhall Primary School, and we're encouraging you to come and check out the competition next week, Saturday. Caroline, what's the price of the admission?
Right, $5 for children, $15 for adults.
That's very reasonable.
Yes, very reasonable, yes.
That's very reasonable. And what time did you say it starts from?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And what takes place first? What's the first aspect of the competition?
Right, so of course we're going to start with a little guest performance. So we're going to have Sammy G come in to present his song for us. We have some other guest artists too, but we are going to start with the Calypso segment. And then we are going to move on to the soca segment. You know, everybody's going to really enjoy that piece because we're going to have the up-tempo songs. So we have sweet soca, then we have some power soca, and then we have our bashment soca. But of course, everything nice and positive.
Sounds good. Who came up with this idea?
Well, I would have come up with the idea in 2018. We would have started, as Kimberly would have said, to let the children, you know, get a feel of the culture and the music within itself. So we started singing covers of favorite artists. Then with the help of the NCF in 2019, we were able to move on to the original pieces. Of course, our little break for the pandemic. Then we came back even stronger and better in 2022, where we got three children into the finals, and we're very excited about that. And Ms. Davis and I and the other staff members, we've been working tirelessly with these children, and they're making us very proud.
Tell us some of the names of the other teachers involved, if you don't mind.
Okay, we will have Mr. Pyle, Ms. Aline.
Ms. Bahal-Shiel. She also helped write the songs. So we have the teachers actually writing the songs. So yes, we are teachers. Teachers wear many hats, as you know. So now a new hat has been added, songwriters as well. So the teachers actually helped to write the songs. And then we have the other teachers that are helping with the fundraising aspect of it. So kudos to those teachers helping with the fundraising aspect, because as you would appreciate, it is a big undertaking and we need to have funds to execute something like this.
What's the support like? What's it been like from Barbados public and society? Have you been getting a lot of positive feedback and support, or do you need more help?
Well, we definitely need more help. We always welcome more help. Of course, you know, Uncle Sluggy would have jumped in there and offered his support. We have Quantum Studios, of course, Randy Eastman, NCF. But corporate Barbados, we would appreciate if you come out and assist these children, because when you do that, you're investing into their future and the future of Barbados in general, you know, and the culture. So we invite anyone to come and help. However, if it's providing the other artists coming in and doing mentorship programs, of course, we would appreciate funding for such a big undertaking, because right now we try to push school funds, but it's only so much we can raise within a term.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, that is true. And on that note, yes, we would like corporate Barbados to come on board and help a bit more, because there are some companies that have assisted, and we want to say thanks to those companies. We want to say thanks to Carter's. They have been very helpful to us. We also want to say thanks to Williams Equipment, and also thanks to Renaissance Designs. D2, he actually lives in the Vauxhall community, and he has volunteered to help us with the decor. So there are those companies out there that are willing to give back and do their civic duty, I guess, and we want to thank them for that. But there are so many moving parts to an event like this. Miss Hofer, Sam, and I, we are on the learning curve, and there's so many moving parts, and yes, we would still appreciate any assistance that we can get from Corporate Barbados.
Right. So in saying that, Kimberly, you also have to thank Barbados Steelworks. They jumped in there right from the beginning. And we find a lot of smaller businesses were eager to assist these children. And H&R Construction, they were willing to help. Reggie's Plumbing. And there are a number of them who are willing to come in there. And we also want to thank the parents. We could not have done it without them. They're willing to bring the children to rehearsal, encourage them to come up to practice. So we are just thankful. And even the media, we are definitely thankful to the media.
Well, it does sound wonderful, but I do feel your energy in terms of needing more help, you know, from Barbados. So Barbadians out there, this is a really wonderful cause. You know, I've got some children here with me. Their parents are here with them, and they want to do something very positive for the island. So we need to help. We need to support. Big thanks to D2, to Williams
Equipment,
mm-hmm. and also Carter's and Company, and so much more. But we still need your help. We're going to take in some music from Yahanje with Dear Ja. And when we come back, we're going to have a chat with the children and let each of them tell us the name of their song, a little bit about it. We're going to have a chat with the parents also, and then we'll chat with the teachers once again on Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. Sluggy is coming up. We're awaiting his arrival, but we are here carrying on nice and smooth.
I kneel here before you tonight, oh Holy One, 'cause only you can provide a solution. I've seen so much confusion recently, losing
It's now 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. It's Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. My name is Oliver Norville, filling in for Sluggy Dan for the moment, as he will be joining us shortly. But we've got a studio full of talent. We have students from the Vauxhall Primary School, and right now we're going to be having a chat with a young lady by the name of... What's your name, young lady?
Rebecca Carrington.
Rebecca, such a pleasure to meet you. How old are you, Rebecca?
I am 9 years old.
You're 9 years old. And what's your name when you go on the stage? What's your stage name?
My stage name is Blessing.
Blessing, such a beautiful name. Barbados, this is one of those times you wish that I had a video on TV in here that you can see these lovely children here with me. We have Blessing with us, and she's going to give us a piece of her song. Blessing, are you ready to sing just a little bit to tease Barbados?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was music from a young lady by the name of Blessing, and she certainly is a blessing, as we have the man, Mr. Sluggy Dan, joining us. Good evening to you, Sluggy.
Manners and respect. How many teachers are here starting out the block hot? No good evening, no good nothing. How many teachers we have today? I want to talk to the teachers.
Two.
Yeah. Well, give me the names, please. Give me the names again.
Caroline Holford Sam and Kimberly Davis.
Well, Kimberly Davis, and this is Caroline that's speaking?
This is Caroline, yes.
Well, how many years the competition have been going on?
Well, this is three years the competition. Well, four. In 2020, mm-hmm. The competition got, the schools shut down the day before our big competition. So basically, you can say 4 years, yes.
Well, nice. And yeah. Initially, what was your hope for the competition? You conceptualized it, or it was something that was going on before and you just continuing?
No, well, I conceptualized the entire thing. Well, what happened is my daughter in 2018, she entered Junior Monarch. Yes, so that sparked my interest for the entire thing. I said, okay, for independence, let me bring this thing to Vauxhall Primary School. And from there, we started to sing covers, and the children enjoyed it, the teachers enjoyed it, the community enjoyed it. And so we decided to just bring it on a bigger level.
Nice, I love that. And how many finalists you had in the competition?
Right, in 2019 we had one, and in 2022 we had three children in the Calypso section of Junior Monarch, and we are very excited and proud about that. So we are thankful.
When I had a big one in the race with the girls, I had a superstar in the race. The whole gymnasium. Well, it was a bit of happy and sad for you, cause you seeing him doing well, but you couldn't be there.
Yes.
Because the sickness. How is that feeling for you? I just want you to be honest on here. How does it feel? Right. Well, you can't be there, especially with your daughter too. You know what I mean? With your heart and soul. Your only daughter, but your children doing so well at the same time.
Of course, Dougie. It was bittersweet. But sitting down there and watching it, I felt a little disappointed that I couldn't be part of it. But watching the children perform, it was a great sense of pride, you know, that I had my hand in something that produced greatness. And to see the children moving from being shy to that sense of boldness and pride that they had on the stage, it just brought me such great joy. Yeah, so that was a great feeling.
Yeah, but I like, of course, you know, King K is the star. Mm-hmm. King K was the star boy, and King K matched the whole place. Some people even argued the thought he would have won. Mm-hmm. You know, he had the fans, which is a great thing. Anytime somebody plays and people say, well, he was my favorite, that is a good thing.
Right, it's true.
With him, did you see this from the start, from the first time you see him on stage at school, or you see him in class singing, or you see him beating desks, whatever? Did you see this for him? Because on stage, he's a different youngster. Mm-hmm. And you know, they got some people where they have something, you can't teach it in your school, you can't measure it, but when they go up and see it, everybody just love them.
Right. He's one of those children. He's one,
you know what I mean? They don't get a lot that the truth, if you're being honest on air, but every now and then you will get one or two coming through that you say with him, and in competition either, and then you do a winning a crown or, you know what I mean, or a place in his chest, well, this little man or this little girl, Sam, but then special. You saw this from the beginning?
I saw this from the beginning. He came into the competition at 6 years old. And
six years old.
This little tiny fellow.
Oh, that mean we late. That mean that Barbie that's late to the party, man. Yes. Talk to me, man. We late.
Right. In 2019, he came 6 years old. He was in infancy, I believe. And he went straight to the semifinals of the competition. There was a little hiccup with his song, it wasn't long enough. But from then we could see star quality born in him. So he is a natural on stage, and you're seeing a lot of that emerging from the school. We have a lot of others in here that you can see star quality emerging from them. So we're excited.
Listen. We ain't done yet for sure. They got another young one that, you know, like eat healthy, work out every day.
Yes, that's
another Jazari. How long was Jazari in singing? Buddy school.
This is Jazari's second year. He sang for the first time last year. He came to me. Jazari has a lot of energy. We'll say that. He's a sweetheart. He could be a little naughty sometimes, but it's a sweet, you know, a sweet kind of naughty.
He's a charming,
sweet little fella. I like him.
He said that way, loving me. Naughty like me and sweet like me.
Yes, I know that's what you like. But Jazari is a sweet, charming fella. Can't help but like him from the first time I met him. And he came to me, he said he wanted to sing. Very polite child. And last year he came and he sang a song. I wrote the song last
good.
Year.
That's good.
It wasn't the best at bashment. I dabbled in that. But he did a really good job. Oliver's laughing. And he did a really good job, and he placed third in the competition. And I was there cheering from home, but you know, it was a good experience watching.
Yes, no, he was phenomenal. Then you had one, it's called the Farmer.
Yes.
Forgive me, his name is Brown?
No, his name is Lil E. Ethan Edie.
Lil E, right. Yeah. Then, Lil E. I just call the ones I remember. Not that I remember everyone, but call the ones I remember that stand out. So Lil E
has a hot song this year, though. A song that I know will mash up the place.
Listen, listen, right? And I can show you saying. A school child had one of the biggest songs last year, you know what I mean? So it's not impossible anymore, as you know, Miss for the first time. Tia was just a young lady at school still, at San Bemira Secondary School. She's still a child. And had one of the biggest songs from the air period, not one of the biggest children's songs or one of the biggest songs in juniors, one of the biggest songs for crop over period. And that's what I love. So I'm glad that you just mentioned that Lil E got a song that big that we could see do things this year. Because right. Demi too young. And his song is a big tune.
Yes, it is. And that was written by Kimberly Davis, the teacher in this studio with us right now. So we teachers
Well, bring your wait, bring on Kimberly, man. I think you tell me that already, though, if it being honest.
Yes.
I think you did tell me that. Miss Davis.
She's gonna get
the headphones. Yeah, Miss Davis gone?
No, she's here. She's coming.
Hi. Ms. Davis. Oh, right, good. Can't close the microphone. You did. We hear about this big tune that I like from my man Lil E, and you write it, and they're quiet. Talk to me, man. What was the process? Do you wrote this song for him, or you just write the song and it suit he?
I wrote it as a social commentary in response to the amendment to the legislation regarding gun possession, gun violence, and the possibility of being sentenced to life. So I just wrote it as a social commentary, and it would suit an older student, and Lil E just happened to be one of the older males that we have in the competition. And he has a nice voice to go with it as well.
No, I love it. I got a chance, Barbados, if you're being real, to hear all the songs at an infant stage. And it was absolutely phenomenal. Not in a band yet, not in a know them good yet, anything at the raw purest point, and it blew me away. Truly blew me away. This song and these lyrics, Miss Davis, right? Mm-hmm. When I listened to Lil E perform it, and you know, I had I can tell exactly where, right? Like the last couple lines of the first verse. The first verse that he was saying, the last couple lines, what was the last two lines of the first verse?
Alright, I'll have to go from the beginning.
Just make her sing
it. I don't
you got a good friend.
Home. I live in a house with four walls. Dun, dun. I feel all alone. Family don't check for me at all. Ignore me, cause I'm a burden to them. Quarrel every day from morning straight to evening.
Then listen, lyrics, all you continue.
I get in trouble, they won't tell me what to do. But this is my life ain't up to you. That's what you mean?
No, listen, right. Ben, you may listen, right? I'm being real now, and for children to study positive things, but tell people straight in the face, listen, this is my life, you can't tell me what to do, I'm on that time with you, do. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't about that with you, this is my life, I ain't doing a crime with you, I ain't doing the drugs with you, this is my life, you can't tell me what to do. Enforcing these messages in your music was important to you, or it just happened, or both?
Well,
messages like these important to you?
Yeah, it is very important, because the character in the song starts off with that bad boy persona. You can't tell me what to do.
Yes.
But by the end of the song, he makes a transition, a transformation, and he's trying to change. So the message
I'm still saying this. He like,
yeah,
I still
he's going to take ownership of it. Like,
when he made the change, right.
Yeah,
right.
This is my life, ahead, and sorry. I can turn it around. You can always have a second chance. Don't let society tells you that it's ever too late. Like, own it is your life, you know.
That way, trouble. Ollie, will you hear these messages from? And this is a young man. She having singing messages like this, my brother. You understand? A bad boy be make a change, and you learn to still listen. This is still my life, you know. I doing good at the end. I done without this. Still my life. You understand? This I still doing good, but this still my life. You can't program me like that type of vibe. Like these messages, bro. When you hear. when you hear messages like these, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear young men singing messages like these?
Well, first, I want to say congratulations to the teachers.
Of course.
And the parents. You know, Sluggy here
great
in the studio.
Job.
Such a wonderful feeling just being around these people who are being human beings. So, man, it's just such a beautiful feeling to see the youth being inspired and encouraged by adults to do the right thing. So,
listen, man,
nothing but respect and love.
Yeah, you see that feeling you speak about, Ollie, which you and I is made a we do it on purpose. We purposely speak about that every week because, you know, people be afraid to talk about things that make them feel good, make them feel happy. You know what I mean? That positive vibe, like if it's corny, that's the vibe that's get pushed in society. So that way, I'm glad that you'll be on the same trail, man. We purposely speak about these things because these messages need to write for them. So, Miss Davis, you only write one song this year for competition?
I wrote a second song for an infant's B child.
Right. She's come out, your whore, man. Come out, man.
A trainer thing.
Let me hear about these lyrics, man.
I mean, it's because she's in infant's B.
Speak to all it. Right.
Right. I had to write it in a more, help me with the word, Miss Horford, to suit her.
You had to make it simpler. Yes. You had to make it simpler.
And fun. Yes. And not so serious. So that one was makeup. Because she told me that she wants to be a makeup artist. So that one is called makeup.
And that's a good thing. So we actually asked the children what they want to sing about. And they told us with excitement in their eyes. Like Rebecca Blessing, she said to me, I want to sing about bullying. And this is a child I never heard talk at school. And she has amazed me how much she came out of her shell. When she first started, she was talking like really soft. And then now she has a voice. You know, she's projecting. So that is what we are trying to encourage at this school, helping these children girl, to come to their full potential.
And just singing, singing. Boy, you just drive that woman. Like Ollie said, kudos to each of you. But when you mentioned that you never hear the child speak before, but she come up to you and see what she wants to sing about and say, like, can you explain to us why you love that part of it even more than the competition sometimes, the way that part of it is important to you? And from a teacher standpoint, you never got to speak as a creative yet. You understand me? That's from a pure educator, why that is important for children.
Right. So important for children. For me, I'll talk about myself first and how I feel about it.
Correct.
I am here. I got into teaching because I love children. I want to help them develop into productive members of society. You understand? So for me, when I see a little one come to me at any point, and I teach classes from infants to class 4, and I get to interact with them and give part of me to them and help them to be positive, you know, that is, you know, the best thing for me. That's self-actualization there for me in its whole. I go home happy, I go home content, I sleep well. When I can see a child can feel comfortable to run up to me and hug me, and that is what we've been building, a little family. They can talk to me, they can tell me what's bothering them. So for me, that's the number one thing. But when she came to me and told me, hey, I want to sing this song about bullying, I went home and I sat down and this thing just came out of my head. I don't know where it came from, but it just rolled out. And I said, this is for this child. And when I presented the song to her the next day, this child had this song in 1 minute. You understand? And she was just singing this thing. And she was singing it in key and everything. So it is a very exciting experience to see her go from little shy mouse to bold, you know. And that's what we want. That's the type of people. We can't have children in a little box. We have to help them to think outside the box. And we can't just push talk about it. We have to put that in action. And that's what the arts would be for. That's why music teachers should be in every school. And that is how I feel about it.
So. I second that, yes.
Right.
No, that is brilliant, brilliant answer. I love it. I can ask Miss Davis this now. And Miss Horford Sam, speak about the development. Did you see changes in any children? And if so, what changes did you see in the children?
Okay, so I will start with Majestic Maya. I would have written her song last year when she was a finalist in the Junior Manor. And I by her personality alone, I know that she can do it. She has an outgoing personality. But then when she started to rehearse the song and practice the song, she was a bit shy. And I guess being in the whole Junior Minor atmosphere for the first time, it could be intimidating to anybody. It was intimidating for me too, and I'm an adult, right? So she was really shy at first, and she was going up against other contestants that are twice her age. Yes. So she was a bit nervous, but by the time she hit that final stage, I was blown away. I said, wow.
Majestic Maya's the one that sang Mindful?
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, right. When they saw her at rehearsal, yeah, they rated a different child.
Yes.
Yeah, different. She's the one that made walk around the classroom and then sing to the children.
Yes.
There's a different thing because last year she made it to the finals, and kudos to her on making it to the finals. You know what I mean? Because got a lot of children that did not make it to the finals, a lot. And I can say that because I was the Junior Minor ambassador last year. Okay. You understand? So I can say that with authority. They had a lot of children that did not make it. So kudos to her. But this time around, she's so much better.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Now, what is your hopes for her besides the competition and doing well? What are the hopes you got for children like her? What would you see? What would you like to see happen for children like her? If it's development, if it's more raising self-esteem, if it's being more confident, what would you like to see for these children coming out of art programs like this? Because this is an art program.
A proper
arts program too. You know what I mean? I see it for myself. I went, I listened, I interacted, I spoke to both of you all. So I could stamp my approval on this. This is a proper arts program. So kudos to you all. But what would you personally like to see for these children?
Yes, it is a proper arts program that can be even better if we get more entertainers on board coming to give of their expertise and, you know, help the teachers as well develop these children. So what would I like to see? I would love to see them eventually get to the Pickety Crop stage. That would warm my heart. I would sit down in the audience and cry. Yeah, that would warm my heart.
Listen, and for sure, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Ball, and then you have Majestic.
Listen.
Maya,
speak it.
Finals,
yeah,
and
speak
Kinky
it.
And
yes.
Like Gabby and RPB. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I'm talking about Boston. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and the good thing about it, right? And the good thing about it is that what you love about, and I'm so glad Miss Wolfer Sam mentioned about music in all primary schools, right? Because what I love about this, right, is that starting them from young in primary school give us a gauge of what is possible. And at their age and their age group, they're already in the top of the litter. So they already made it to finals. They're already performing at a way above average level because the best of the best is going to finals. They're already there. So when you say Pickety Crop, that's just the next transition, which is not even a far-fetched idea. You understand? Because if they continue developing how they're developing now, with their age group now, it's only natural that some of them can make it to the finals for sure. And I got to say kudos to you all for starting that. I love it. We got more singers here. I want to hear one of these. Let me go.
We actually have Kinky's sister here, Kimaria.
Let me go.
We got some music lined up for Zari B, Keisha,
yes.
Kinky, Majestic Maya, and Lady Nika. So Zari B.
Let me get a verse and chorus. Yeah, let me get a verse and chorus of each. All you listening? There's a rhythm and rhyme, people. Every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. right here on VOB 92.9 FM, the nation's number one station. We got the children of Vauxhall Primary School. April the 1st at Vauxhall Primary School, the competition. Miss Wolfer Sam, before we introduce the next child, please give us the...
Unfortunately, Miss Wolfer Sam has passed the headphones to another young lady here. So we're going to start with music from Zari B. Zari, are you ready?
That we talking about. That we talking about, Ollie. Let's go.
This one is for the ladies. let me get healthy.
Eat healthy, work out every day, work out every day, work out every day. Eat healthy, work out every day, and be fit, fit, fit. So let me get active, let me ramp in the spot, get active. Let me do some squats, get your friends and your family. Let me start exercising daily, get active, get active, get active. Don't ever reactive, get active, get active, get active. Someone really is he hopped in a chair and watching TV, eating a sugar snack and drinking Moby. Wait, when I'm on diabetes, I want when I join in with me. First, I got started eating healthy, then feel exercise daily, start just beside and need a burpee. Get active, let me wrap up the spot. Active, let me do some squats. Get your friends and your family, let me start exercise daily. Get active, get active, get active. Don't reactive, get active, get active, get active. Ease up sugar, ease up snacks, too much on food can make you get fat. Ease up sugar, ease up snacks, too much on food can make you get fat. Everybody can love anyways.
Music from Zari B. Zari, don't give them all. Zari wanted to come next week. Sluggy, what did you think?
Listen, listen, Zari, listen to me. They got to come and see you April the 1st. You active. You here to go and come and see April 1st. That's Bashman Stoker, Ollie. All positive lyrics, all clean lyrics, nothing derogatory. You know what I mean? Great job by the songwriter, Miss Wolfer Sam. Kudos to Zari B. Next child, I love you, go. I love it. I'm loving it. And we gave them a piece because we are not giving them all so that we don't have to come out on April the 1st. We are giving them just a taste.
Okay, Keisha, are you ready to give us your tune?
Yes, please.
Let's go, Keisha.
In the morning, I roll, smells like a randy world. Going off to work, I is the room, pushing the time. I got 30 minutes left. I rush and get ready, babe, put on my clothes, cause I ain't in a hurry. Nothing that this could be the end of my life. Always end so early. I drive faster, faster than disaster. I wasn't ready for death. No seatbelt, foot on the gas. What do you think of my next? I drive faster, faster than disaster. I wasn't ready for death. No seatbelt, foot on the gas. What do you think of my next?
April 1st.
Around the corner, getting out of that 80, thinking I was it. I looked around, passing 3 carrots, overtook my way. Knowing I got 10 minutes to go in my journey. Not thinking that this could be the end of my life. Always end so early. I drive faster, faster than disaster. I wasn't ready for death. No seatbelt, foot on the gas. What do you think happened next? I drive faster, faster than disaster. I wasn't ready for death. No seatbelt, foot on the gas.
Music from Keisha, Vauxhall Primary School. Thank you so much, Keisha. We're not going to give you more.
Ollie, this is one school, Ollie. Ollie, this is one school. You understand? Vauxhall Primary School is going to cause some trouble. Let me go, next child.
King K.
They want Barbara's here. This sweetness.
Are you ready, Mr. King K?
Yes, please.
Let's go. Jeez, all right.
That's one for the gangsters. Peace and love. Well, all the gangs then come together. Party and drink all the liquor. So them is family, so them is brother. But the gun's still on the holster. We want peace and love. Peace and love. But the gun's still all around. We want peace and love. peace and love to the bad boys, put the guns down. The city war done, the city war stopped, but a bad man still walking about with a Glock. The drinking the rum, everybody cozy, but I ain't grandmaster got the Uzi. From the 27 is peace in the place, but a man still got a 27 anyway. The city war off, everything done, but I know one of them got so sharp. And we want peace and love, peace and love, but the guns still all around. We want peace and love, tell the bad boys put the guns down. When will the shooting stop? We don't know, we don't know. When will the killing stop? We don't know, we don't know. But my grandfather tell me back history, they never had no shootings in this country. Instead of pushing guns on all up, my mom used to walk and push a roller. Instead of my mind got a bleeding a heart, we used to shoot birds with a gutter fur. And when it rain fall, the cat in the throat, we used to cut paper and float the boats. We want peace and love, but guns wrong. We want peace and love, tell the bad boys put the guns down. When will the shooting stop? We don't know, we don't know. When will the killing stop? We don't know, we don't know. Yeah!
Barbados, next week, Saturday. Listen, boy, oh boy. Man. Talk to us, Luggy.
Listen, man, Vauxhall Primary School that we're talking about, that's King Care, man. King Care, King Care, song ready. King Care, song ready. Listen, listen to me, Ollie Ray, and they can be honest with you. All these songs is pure fire. All these songs is pure fire. No, these teachers ain't got such a tough time on their hand, because they can't imagine after this these children won't stop singing. You know what I mean? Like, and early in the year, I can imagine all the probably children won't be singing. All for Independence and Christmas, these children won't be singing. These y'all started something that is so great and brilliant, and you could hear how happy the children are. You know what I mean? To be that age singing. You know, you're on the biggest radio station in Barbados by far. We numbers triple everybody else numbers. You know what I mean? And these kind of opportunities, and the children ain't passing it on to Ollie. They may taking them for granted. They may come in, you know, not disciplined, not ready. Everybody come. Everybody know the song properly. Everybody sing it to the mic properly. Everybody project properly. You know what I mean? Everybody, and everybody put passion into it. And I think it's a good thing for children to be so young and be so on. They gotta give it up for Vauxhall Primary School. And I asking Miss Horford Sam and the other teacher this now. Is this something you all do that's extra outside of your job, or is this part of your job?
I'll tell you what, Sluggy, we do have some more singers. So before time runs out, are you ready to hear music from Majestic Maya?
Yeah, when you finish, make sure you're answering that question, because you got the Barbados know the great job they are doing. Go ahead, Majestic Maya.
Ready?
Whoa, yeah, I love crop over, yeah, yeah. Whoa, yeah, I love crop over. In Barbados, August is the time where people fat and in line, where they fat and in line, yeah. Trucks on the road like a conga line, where people wave and they whine, where they wave and they whine. It's unity festival, is you and me. People on parade, colors on display. It's unity festival, is you and me. Push hands in the air, let's we celebrate. We crop over, it's your time, it's my time, come over. For we crop over, it's your time, it's my time, come over. Now wave something, put something out, wave something, put something out, wave something, put something out, oh yeah. Now wave something, put something out, wave something, put something out, wave something, put something out, oh yeah. Kiddies could do us a favor, mine. Like the sun and the sea, something for the family, yeah. If you don't see all lyrics, that's wine. Edwin, Allison, and Gabby, it's artists you should see. It's unity, festival is you and me. People on parade, colors on display. It's unity, festival is you and me. Push hands in the air, let's we celebrate.
Majestic Maya, we're going to have to stop there because I believe people have to pay to hear you, young lady. Sluggy, talk to us.
It's unity, festival is you and me. People on parade, big two-man crop over. We crop over, big two, Ollie. Big two, you know, we come and say to people, feel just gas, and so glad that we can hear these children live, that people don't feel that like we just taught this thing. You get me? Like, we got this talent in Barbados for real. You know what I mean? These children that right here.
Well, I tell you right what, Sluggy, here. It's 25 minutes after 7. We're going to wrap up around 15 minutes before 8 today. I'm going to give you some extended time. Are you ready, Sluggy, to hear from Lady Nika? You ready, Sluggy?
Yeah, we got more. Are you ready?
One more. Yes, it's yes, Lady yes. Nika. Ready? Let's go.
Many girls upset because during COVID they wore a mask. But long before the pandemic, masking up was an everyday task. False pretenses and false personas have many girls faltering. Wearing makeup on Instagram to get everyone's attention. But to all of the girls who aren't afraid to let your true self show, there's a name for you no one else can do. No one else can beat that flow. You are a lady boss, lady boss, lady boss. Lady boss, you are a lady, 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 lady boss. Many girls real, real shy, just afraid to do them thing. Full of hope and potential, not knowing their strength if in. Bad people and bad having energy have many girls faltering. Always acting unlike themselves just to get a following. But to all of the girls who aren't afraid to let your true self show, there's a name for you no one else can do. No one else can beat that flow. You are a lady boss, lady boss, lady boss, lady boss. You are a lady, 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 lady boss.
Lady Nika, and ladies and gentlemen, if you realize the music, we only had 1 minute of the song. And what did Lady Nika do?
Easy.
She just continued singing like a pro.
Professional, man. Lady Nika, bigger yourself. Kudos. And great job. Vauxhall Primary School. That was the last performer.
Yes, Sluggy, I believe. One more. Oh, we've got.
Yeah, great job, yes.
One more, Sluggy.
There we go. Let me go.
Young lady, what's your name?
Ready.
My name is Kiki.
Kiki. All right, Kiki. What's the name of your song?
Parents, please pay attention.
All right. You ready, Kiki?
Yes, please.
Let's go.
Parents, I want you to know, so please pay attention, please pay attention. Take it from the smartest girl in the world. So please pay attention, please pay attention. We don't need no fancy things, we don't need a lot. Here are things to make us feel your love nonstop. We don't need no PlayStation. We don't need no fancy vacation. We don't need no brand new gun, a big pen and backing down. But we need your time. Read to us and stimulate our minds. Take it from the smart girl and we'll be fine. Thank you. parents, we need you to try to please pay attention. Please pay attention. Open your hearts and your minds. Please pay attention. Happy teacher iPhones. If you would stop leaving us home alone just to lime on the block. We don't need no PlayStation. We don't need no fancy vacation. We don't need no brand new girl, a big pencil back in town. We next, all we need is your time. Read to us and stimulate our mind. Take it from the smart girl, I will be fine.
Music from the smart girl Kiki with Pay Attention Barbados. You gotta come out next week. Sluggy Dan, talk to us.
Listen, how old is Kiki?
I'm 8 years old.
8 years old. You sound very, very good, Kiki. You plan to be a singer when you grow up?
Yes, please.
Well, I love that. So who are artists that you like? Who are artists you look at and you like listening to their songs?
My brother's song and
your brother's song? Yes,
this is King K's sister.
And I listen to.
So you want to listen to your brother? Only your brother?
No, please. It's a second body. I listen to Kadaris and Jazari.
Nice. I like that. Homegrown. He was strictly homegrown. I love that, Ollie. My girl, Homegrown Heroes, is the superstars for her. I love that. Good job. Good job, everybody. Good job, Vauxhall. April the 1st. What is the time? What is the time, Miss Wolferson?
6 p.m. April 1st, 6 p.m. Adults, $15. Adults, $15. Children, right? Adults, $15. Children, $5. And we are located Vauxhall Christchurch in between Sheraton Center and the Globe Drive-In. Nice big pass.
$15. $15 adults. $5 children, food and drinks on sale.
Yes, food and drinks will be on sale. Free. Food and drinks will be on sale, sir.
Right. I love that. Listen, and I was asking you all, is this part of your job or is this extra that you and your colleague that you all do, for the love of it?
Well, the Calypso part, that is definitely for the love of it. But the pastoral care is part of our job. We take that very seriously, yes. You know, it's our job to mold these children into productive members. They spend only a little time, only 18, 17 years being children. The rest of the time will be adults. And we are trying to get them to be very productive, yes. But Doug, you said one thing earlier. But what I find is that these children support each other. Today at practice, when somebody forgot their words, they were all singing along and encouraging each other. And behind the scenes here, they were just hugging each other and cheering on and knocking each other, you know, congratulating each other for doing a great job. And that's what we want, good camaraderie too. So that's part of the whole developmental thing, teaching them to encourage each other.
I love that. Is any child missing today?
Yes, we have little E is missing. We want to wish him better. Mm-hmm. He's not feeling the best.
But all the best to you, little E. All the best to you, buddy.
We have little E, and then we have the little one, Adair. The one that was singing Myself, the little one with all the dance moves. She's missing as well.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Nevaeh, which is Heaven backwards. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have her. She's missing.
Bigger Nevaeh.
Right. Then we have Janaya and Amaya. They're both sisters, and they are also missing. But I know we are here representing them. And if you want to see them, come out April the 1st at 6 p.m. to Vauxhall Primary School, and you will have a great show. I promise that.
And then here we got Roy. I'm going to
ask you something, Sluggy, just before you move on. We've heard from the teachers. We've heard from the singers. I just want to have a quick word with one of the parents. Sir, your name is?
Jonathan.
Nice to meet you, Jonathan. And your son or daughter is?
Jazari Zbagram.
Beautiful. How has it been like for you as an experience as a parent to see your child involved in this?
Well, it's a wonderful experience to see him and the others, you know, like, you know, progressing in life, I would say too, you know, making themselves more confident, you know, about life, you know, and going about it. So I would like that they keep up and continue with the good work.
And Jonathan, I just want to thank you as the dad for coming out and supporting your child. Much love and respect to you,
yes,
my brother.
Yes, welcome.
All the best to you. And thank you so much for bringing the children this evening. Let's go back to Sluggy.
Yes, April 1st, 6 p.m., Vauxhall Primary School presents Stoker Rising Stars. Vauxhall Primary School grounds. Doors open at 5 p.m. Children under 4 years old, absolutely free. Children under 4 years old, absolutely free. Children ages 4 to 11 pay $5. All others pay $15. Tickets available from the school. Are you taking it?
Yes, tickets available at the school, or you can pay at the door.
Again, okay. Tickets available at the school, or is $30 at the door?
I would love $25. $15 at the door. We are being fair. We want you to come out and enjoy the good music. Nice,
yes,
quality family time, yes.
Yes, just $15 for adults, people, $5 for children. They want to see everyone come out to this event April the 1st. Don't forget, it will be there for sure. Are you here? They had a young, a little girl, they like as a really sweet voice, Miss Wolfer, Sam.
That is, you mean Nevaeh? Yeah, she's not here. She's not here right now. Oh,
Nevaeh.
Yes, she has a very sweet voice. She's 7 years old, and she has a heavenly voice. And her name backward is Heaven. So, nice name given to her. Right, we were talking. Yes, if I can, Sluggy, we were talking earlier about having the support of Barbados, corporate Barbados coming out to support us. As we said, that we were teachers doing this as a labor of love, but to be honest, it takes funds to do it. And it's not too late to contribute to our efforts. If you want to give a trophy for the best performance, if you want to give a gift basket, of course, we would appreciate it. And the number at the school, I'll just give that to you if you really want to reach out to us. I'll just give you that number now. I have to look for it. I don't know it offhand.
You should know number by heart.
No, please, I don't call it. 367-8460. 367-8460. And you can call the school, and it's never too late to give a contribution and to support us. Actually, not supporting me, you're supporting the future of Barbados. If they get into the arts, they stay out of trouble. If they get into drama, they stay out of trouble. And that's what we want. I created a song for a little girl called Myself, and she's just an infant's bee. And you know that's a composition that they will have to do. She can use the things from this song to write in her composition, and that can enhance her academics too. So this is, next year we want to bring songwriting into as a component where the children can write their own songs. Because everybody won't be a doctor, everybody won't be a lawyer, everybody won't be a teacher. There's, you know, so many, the sky's the limit, as one of the songs would say. So we want to encourage corporate Barbados to come out and give, even if it's $100, it's $50, if it's your time, no matter what. You can reach us at Vauxhall Primary School, 367-8460 or 8461. You can ask to speak to the principal or Miss Holford Sam. If you can't remember Holford Sam, Miss Sam, all right? Or according to the children, he's singing teacher. So we invite all of Barbados to come out April the 1st at 6 p.m. Vauxhall Soca Raising Stars at Vauxhall Primary School.
Yes, great job. Vauxhall Primary School, the children are sounding absolutely phenomenal. And kudos to all the children are doing a wonderful job. Conducted themselves extremely well in the interview, and I am pleased with what I'm hearing so far, and I look forward to a really good show on April 1st. Miss Holford Sam, thank you, wonderful job. Please let us know who is your colleague that with you and the persons that are there, so we can all tell them thank you.
Miss Davis, Kimberly Davis.
Hi.
Yeah, she's here, and she's really stepped up and helped a lot. I could not have done it without her. And
team effort. Yes, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes, it's true. And we have Miss Blackman. We have all the teachers at the school, really. They supported in one way or the other.
Miss Scott's fundraising committee.
Yes, please.
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely. We want to thank the media as
yes,
well.
Yes, awesome.
Right, because they gave mm-hmm. us, the children, an opportunity to practice their public speaking. And that's a very important component as an artist. In fact, in general, learning for interviews and to represent themselves, you know. So we are very thankful to you as well. Thanks for your help, Sluggy. Shout out to Randy. For sure. He was my support. Thank you to the NCF and everybody who supported one way or the other.
Thanks to the parents.
Thanks to the parents, for sure. For sure. Yes, so we have our little family, and we are very thankful.
We forgot to mention, did you mention the judges
yes.
and the MC?
Oh, yes.
How could we forget?
Lashes.
Judges.
Yes, well, we start with the MC. We have DJ Simmons. Yes, this is his second time doing the MCing for us. We have Admiral Nelson. He'll be a judge. We have Lori Worrell.
Letitia Sylvester,
right.
Charles, yes.
Right.
She's a vocal trainer with NV Music, yes.
Right, and then we have Matthew Morris as well, pianist, organist, yes.
So yes, you know, it's going to be a quality show. We have quality from the inception to the night of the show. We have judges like the Admiral, so you know we are serious about this. This is a serious thing. So we are bringing our A game.
Right. We want to thank also, we have guest performance from Sammy G. Anytime I call on her, she is one of those people who would have helped us in the past, and she's always ready to help. We want to say hi to her. Josh Ox, he's coming through as well to do a performance. And we have a little fella, he goes to the large school now. His name is Aries. And he's going to be performing a Bashment song. And I'm surprised he was not involved in Junior Monarch sooner, because this little boy is dynamite. So you'll get a chance to come out, and we don't know who else will be passing through. So we're going to have a very good show, nice family time. So come out April the 1st at 6 p.m. to Vauxhall Primary School.
And if possible, don't wait until the last minute to buy your ticket at the door. You can come and get your tickets early during the week. Just come to the school and get your tickets. Adults, $15. Children, $5. Come to the school and get your tickets in the early, because seating will be limited. So come and get your tickets quickly.
Yes, please. I'm sure Barbara's going to support it. It's April the 1st. Doors open at 5 p.m. Showtime starts at 6 p.m. Vauxhall Primary School, $15 adults, $5 children. Come out and support. I love to see young Sammy G is going to be performing. Big up to Sammy G. You know, Sammy G is always extremely helpful. You know, extremely helpful. They can ask her to do anything, and she is never a no. So big ups to her. And Josh Ox is team king, another one of my children. So I absolutely love to see it, man. I'm extremely proud. Good job, Ollie. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, another wonderful show. Thanks to Vauxhall Primary School, the wonderful staff, teachers, auxiliary staff, and the children. Kudos to a great job. And Barbados, I'm looking forward to seeing you come out next week and support these children. Again, 6:30 p.m. every Saturday on the nation's number one station. And this is your favorite, Uncle Sluggy. Thank you very much, Ollie. Great job as usual. Don't put out your hand. We were asking, though.
Thank you, Sluggy. The teachers have asked to say one last thing,
yes.
If you don't mind. Sluggy.
And
easy.
How could we forget
easy.
Our dear principal, Miss Franklin?
Yes, we love
thank
her.
You for
thank
giving
you,
us the okay
you.
On this competition. Thank you so much.
And Miss Franklin, tell Miss Franklin and Hope, Miss Franklin, this is for Miss Franklin, no, from Sluggy, not your teachers there. I hope big officials from the ministry come out and witness this competition and see the extremely high level that these children are at, and see how much we need music, drama, and art and dance in every single primary school. Manners and respect. Ollie, over
hi,
to you, my brother.
Thank you so much. Before we leave, we have a special request from the children. Ma'am, go ahead.
Happiness. Vauxhall School is the best. We don't care what the rest say. Vauxhall winning today. Happiness. Vauxhall School is the best. We don't care what the rest say. Vauxhall winning today.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. I love it. I love it. Beat your rhythm and rhyme, man. The nation's number one. All the other mountains.